Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come, or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Laurel Roads.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council reviewing quarterly budget report. Man sentenced to 8 years in prison for stabbing death. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the city's first quarterly financial budget report and update for the 2025-26 budget. The agenda says the city is on track to spend roughly 96.4% of appropriations for the year end, consistent with historical spending. However, the city states that revenue growth has begun to flatline and slow, in part due to the transient occupancy tax flatlining. This is the city's third largest general fund revenue source, coming primarily from tourism. This review will also amend the budget for $1.9 million. About $680,000 is going to be amended to write off the parking fund loan and $300,000 for the settlement between the city of Paso Robles and Councilman Chris Bausch and the San Luis Obispo Tribune. You can attend tonight's meeting in the Norse Room at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 35-year-old Andrew Frederick Rodriguez has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for the stabbing of 39-year-old Jonathan Campbell Perez in Pismo Beach. Rodriguez pled guilty to the charge of involuntary manslaughter back in October. He also admitted he was previously convicted of the crime of residential burglary in Ventura County in 2010. He was sentenced to serve 4 years in prison for this conviction and was doubled based on his prior residential burglary crime. The family of the victim described Jonathan as genuine, straightforward, and full of laughter, saying he had a superpower of connecting with people, a rare gift that made them feel seen and heard. His family also thanked the community's support since his death. Paso Robles City Library affected by power outage yesterday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles City Hall and Library were affected by a PG&E power outage yesterday morning. The city of Paso Robles sent a notification of the outage just after 11 a.m. As a result of the outage, the Paso Robles City Library and City Hall lobby were both closed for the remainder of yesterday while repairs were being made. The city says they expect the impacted facilities to reopen this morning, but will provide updates as more information becomes available. An outage similarly struck Cayugas yesterday evening at about 5:18 p.m. A little over 1,000 PG&E customers in the area were affected, mostly on the west side of Highway 1. PG&E says the outage was unplanned, but it was PG&E crews that shut off the power to make an urgent repair safely. Power was restored just about half an hour later at 5:45 p.m. The Grover Beach Police Department responded to a murder-suicide just after midnight on Saturday, November 18th. The police department says this incident took place on the 300 block of North 3rd Street, and the involved parties have been positively identified by the Sheriff's Coroner Division, 28-year-old Owen James Westner and 24-year-old Emily Lauren Riley. The Grover Beach Police Department says no further information is currently available, as the investigation remains ongoing. The Paso Robles annual Christmas light parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m. traveling north on Spring Street from 10th to 14th Street, then east to Park Street, and then around the downtown City Park. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. The deadline to enter the parade is today. Parade offers cash prizes of $100, $50, and $25, as well as ribbons to its winning entries. For more information, you can go to PasRobles.downtown.org or call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. In sports for the NFL, the Cowboys beat the Raiders 33-16 in Monday Night Football. On Thursday, the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, yesterday the 76ers beat the Clippers 110-108, the Thunder over the Pelicans 126-109, Raptors beat the Hornets 110-108, the Pistons over the Pacers 127-112. Tonight, the Warriors will face Orlando Magic, and the Lakers will go against Utah Jazz. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Eight people are recovering 2 days after an apparent gas leak nearly blew their house to bits in the L.A. suburb of Chino Hills. Some of the victims have second and third degree burns. They are all expected to survive. With California set to host several FIFA World Cup matches next summer, President Trump is warning cities with Democratic mayors and places with high crime rates that they could lose those games.
If we think there's going to be a problem, we'll... Johnny, can I say we will move? I don't think you're going to have this problem, but we're going to move the event to someplace where it's going to be appreciated and safe.
Speaking at the White House with FIFA President Gianni Infantino at his side, Trump says those governors and mayors will, quote, have to behave in order to keep the games. California is hosting matches at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles and Levi's Stadium in the Bay Area. A Jeffrey Epstein accuser in L.A. urging House members to vote to release files related to the convicted sex offender. That vote could come this afternoon. John Gilliland, California News.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. With cotton prices around the world continuing to stagnate, California growers planted fewer acres this year than almost any time in the past century. Upland cotton is at 85 to 90 cents a pound right now. That's the same darn price as when I started 30 years ago, said Roger Isom, CEO of the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association. It's tough out there for our farmers. California farmers planted 91,000 acres of Pima cotton and about 16,000 acres of upland cotton this year, a 38% drop in Pima, but a 30% increase in upland from 2024, the CCGGA reported. Overall, cotton acreage declined 33%. Kings County continued to lead in plantings with about 48,000 of the state's 107,000 acres. Quality is great, but the demand is down, Merced County farmer Jeff Mancebo said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday with a 75% chance of rain, mostly sunny on Friday, sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 60s Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply lower. The tech sell-off continues, though Alphabet and Apple opened higher. Cloudflare shares opened down 4%. The web traffic company is dealing with a global network outage, though it says a fix is underway. Home Depot shares are down 4%. Its earnings came in weaker than expected. Home Depot sales improved up 2.8%, though Wall Street was anticipating more. It's also lowering its profit outlook for the year. Shares of medical device company Medtronic are up 5%. Its earnings and revenue easily topped expectations. And Intuit, which makes TurboTax and QuickBooks, has announced a multi-year partnership with OpenAI. Intuit shares are up 1.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
There's no championship league for small business owners, but if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at lenovo.com/pro.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking, Touch a Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
Is the 38th annual Coats for Kids Drive and partnering with Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles. The day of giving will be December 13th at the Paso Robles Event Center. And thanks to the Rotary Clubs in Paso Robles in Templeton and Atascadero and also some other businesses. And what they're looking for is good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for the distribution. And you can get things cleaned in advance if they need some refreshing to Plaza Cleaners in Paso Robles or Atascadero or Fashion Cleaners in Atascadero. And for the information about where the collection boxes are and other information, you can visit the website. By the way, we do have a box here for the coats and the toys. Go to coatsforkidsslocounty.org. And if you'd like to volunteer to set up or the distribution, contact Gail at 805-570-4524. All right, we're ready to go with freedom of speech, and this hour it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that 75 as well. 238-KPRL. Indeed. Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will have on Atascadero City Council member Seth Peek, and then a Lance Cowarth, CPA, and, tax breaks for working Americans, the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Law Act, business owners, tax breaks, all that stuff having to do with all our nickels and pennies and Lincolns and Jacksons and all that kind of stuff there. All right, so enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. 99.3 FM, we were talking about a couple of things. Cash is gold. Put some of your, cash is gold. This is on the email. Push some of your gold over to my side of the room after your workout today. No, that's not happening. I'm one of the antiquated. With the digital, why does it take so long for money to get from A to B? It should be an instantaneous transaction. I think this is just more Big Brother interfering in our lives. Another one from the Bluegrass State. How would you pay kids for chores? Mowing grass, shoveling snow. 12-year-olds have to have a PayPal or Venmo account. Well, I guess they do already, don't they?
Maybe they do. Maybe it needs a bank account. So if they know their own bank account information, then that's fine. On the bit of it being instantaneous, though, it's because the banks take however long they take to actually post it on your account, as they do with everything else, don't they? Like something shows up as pending, and then once it goes into their, you know, their books, their ledgers, or whatever, that's when it's official.
I don't know the exact time frame on that, because let's see here. For example, now I know this may not be the same thing, that you forget to pay a bill. Say you forget to pay a PG&E bill and you're walking around the house and all of a sudden the electricity goes out.
Right.
And you find out, I forgot. Because this is from experience, by the way. I have nothing to do with it because I have, this may not be believable, but it is. I have never cashed a paycheck since I've been working in radio. I do not handle these. But anyway, my point is that then the payment was made and the power came back on.
Right.
No big deal. Well, not a big... it didn't take 2 or 3 days. It was done then. And transferring some money... I think it depends on the institution you're dealing with from, again, our experience. So, with the kids and stuff like that, I don't know. But by the way, on this one from the Bluegrass State, do kids do chores anymore? But that would be the question to have. Would that be child abuse? You had chores as a kid, didn't you?
I did. Mostly, wash the dishes, mow the lawn, pull the weeds out, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And probably it's begrudgingly.
I liked pulling the weeds, actually.
Well, you took out your frustration.
Yeah, it was nice to just rip them out of the ground.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Chores. Until we moved to Kentucky, we lived in apartments. So we didn't have weeds to deal with, but we did have to do the... Would you consider making your own bed a chore?
Depends. If they're going to ask me to do it every single day, then it's a chore. But as an adult, I make my bed whenever I damn well please.
Okay,
get back to me after 3 to 5 business days when it looks worse.
we had to. Dad would come down if we were out in the parking lot playing, and we didn't do our make our bed. He would come down. He didn't have to do it more than once or twice because it would be embarrassing.
Right.
In front of, hey, you, what? get upstairs and make your bed now. And it's like, man. And then, you know, then when you come back down, your buddies are all over you. You know, so that was but that was a chore. Then taking out the garbage, helping mom with some things, and so forth. And the dumbest thing that we had to do when we lived in apartments, we had to carry buckets of water down to the parking lot to wash the car. That was a pain in the neck.
Well, I'm glad I just had to use a hose in my case.
Well, we didn't have a hose.
Unfortunate.
Dad didn't seem to care too much, whether it was an unfortunate or an inconvenience. We had, so, you know, that was within, you know, you live through them. Now, when we moved to a house in St. Matthew's there outside of Louisville, then, you know, it was full bore because it was just me, mom, and dad. My brother and sister weren't there to help, so I had to mow the grass, rake the leaves, but you live in a house, so you had those chores to do. And dad would always pick up on Saturday morning to wake me up to do it, which just, you know, again, when you're that age, you don't want to get up at 7 or 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, do you? So
last thing you want to do on a Saturday morning is a chore.
Right. So I would. So that was a battle. That was a battle indeed. And although one time he came, matter of fact, I can remember this. I was watching. It was an Ohio State football game. I was there in the family room, curled up watching a game. It was probably I forget what time it was. And Dad said, "Hey," he goes, "I'm going to play tennis. I want the leaves raked by the time I get back." And of course, I think I was 15. I said, "Well, the leaves are going to come down the tree. All the leaves aren't gone yet. What's the point in doing it?" Well, of course, that didn't sit well with him because I said so, which never sat well with me. So anyway, I have to go out there and I do it, and I did my part. And luckily for me, that afternoon, after I got the leaves raked, and I had them in the, I put them in the bag and stuff like that, put them off to the side of the garage, a nice wind came up that afternoon. I guess a storm was coming in. And guess what? When he got home, it didn't look like I'd raked one leaf, but I had the bags over there to show, and I made my point, and it's one of the few times my dad never bothered me again about that. So
it's a solid win.
I did not rub it in his face, though, because I knew that would have made it worse. Hi, good morning.
I wonder if your dad and mine were related.
I think all dads from that era were related.
It could be. As I've said before, I would have loved to have sit down over a whiskey with your dad. Would have been interesting.
Well,
and I know you'd like to do the same today, but they don't let us.
A quick story about that before you go, Cody, since you brought that up.
Go ahead.
So it was, I don't know how many years ago now, but it was shortly before my dad stopped drinking. So my brother and I are down there in Florida, and we're sitting around the table after dinner having some drinks and stuff. And it's getting late, and my brother had traveled, I had traveled, so we're tired, and we got a big day the following day. This was a Friday night. So I kind of elbowed my brother. I looked at my watch like, "Hey, we got to go to bed, man. We got a lot to do tomorrow." And so my brother said, hey, Dad, Kevin and I are going to finish this up, and, you know, we're going to go to bed. We're tired. My dad said, "One more." So now I think he was about 86, 87 at the time. So, but my dad said, "No, Dad, Kevin and I, we're tired and, you know, we want to go to bed." And he puts his elbow on the table and he said, "I didn't know I raised a couple of sissies." So we ended up having more than one more.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to bed at all.
No, well,
you're going to wait till he gives up.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, we still had to get up the same time, but at that age, he was sleeping like a cat all day, so it didn't affect him the next day.
Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Nah, no worries. I was just calling about this digital cash, the digital society. My question to those people who want to do away with cash is, why do you want to give up your freedom? Because that's what you're doing. As soon as you make the government able to account for what you're buying, selling, spending, you just made a big mistake. And the only thing that keeps the government at bay currently is cash, period. That's the market they're after. They've been after it for decades. And apparently their people now are going to play right into their hands and hand them digital money. Why?
Well, your point, because all digital transactions create a record.
Correct. If you spend money at Albertsons today with a credit card, I'll know what you bought. If you pay cash, I won't have an idea. Not even close. That's the difference. The ability for citizens, free people, a nation of free people, to spend their own cash should never be interrupted. And because it gives us the ability to cheat our government out of a couple of bucks, and that's about all it is, they want to insist on continuing to put accountable money on the books and nothing with non-accountable money. Right now, I frequent a place here in town. I won't mention them because they don't advertise with you. But I'm amazed people are using a credit card. Now, I don't know about you, but a credit card needs to be of some significant expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
At least more than a coffee and a donut or a sandwich. Why do I need a credit card for a sandwich? Well, everybody's doing it.
I have an answer for that.
To the profit margin for the business.
Hey, Cody, let the younger generation, he has an answer.
There is an answer for it. Some credit cards offer things like cash back, so maybe people do it on mundane things or everyday purchases to build that up slowly over time.
Well, it could be. You're correct about that. I hadn't considered the cash back option. Now it's you shop for credit cards by who gives you the most cash back. Rather than, I have a credit card with a national bank here in town that their fraud department, I mean, I get calls, somebody's in New York City trying to spend with my credit card number. I've gotten that call before. Are you in New York City? No. Are you spending money in New York City on the phone? No. Thank you. That's it. Credit card didn't go through. So the bottom line, and then of course it's compromised and you got to get it replaced. So the bottom line here is credit cards, for me at least, are for major expenditures and automatic payments. That is one thing that a credit card affords you the ability to do. I'm into making life easy, not more difficult.
Well, again, I go back to the simplicity of the your limits, because when you look at the numbers of people, not only because of the rates on the credit card, the interest rates, including the cash bonuses or cash back, whatever, you find that people who don't use cash as much have more issues with debt, because the physical act of handing over cash, that's all I have, that's all I can spend, as opposed to the credit card where I'm going to spend more. And
there's cash markets,
right?
Too, that we've become used to.
Mm-hmm.
For I dabble in old cars. Old cars is a cash market. Sure, you can get a loan on one. You can do this. You can do that. The bottom line: most transactions with old cars are done with cash across the board, and that's nationally. So, don't call me with your digital currency and offer me the price that I'm trying to sell a car for. Because, no, it's got to be cash. And if you take, that's the people's marketplace. Why do you want to give it away? Why do you want to change it into some sort of digital currency that allows them to know what you bought this week? I don't understand that logic.
Well, okay, so, you know, I brought up the question last 2 weeks ago, then why do people knowingly vote in people or propositions, whatever you want to do it, that overall aren't good for themselves or the cities they live in? Why do they do that? Why would you want to give up more power to the government is essentially what the question was. And I can't answer the question of why people want to do that.
I can't either. It's quite frustrating to try to answer that question. Because I guess because I've lived free all my life, all 82 years of it.
Okay, I'm going to tie this in with a story that just came out yesterday that's made national news. And this has to do with young women. I don't know if you've heard this. That 2 out of 5 younger women want to leave the United States. One of the reasons, they distrust the government. Okay?
Can't blame them for that.
Okay, but that ties in what we're talking about here. Why do you want to give more power to the government if you distrust? It says here 40% of women in the United States, 15 to 44, they want to permanently leave. One of the reasons, as I stated, they don't trust the government. So you have a number like that, and yet you want to give that government more power. Is it because people are stupid?
Well, that and the fact that no matter where they go, they're going to have more government than they have here. That's easy to figure out.
Yeah,
you're going to have more government where you move to. You can't hardly move out of this country and better yourself for freedom.
Well, Canada is one of the top spots, according to this.
Well, good for them, but they're totally controlled in Canada. So if that's what they want, what they haven't done is researched where they're talking about going. You know, I already know where I'd go if I wanted to drop out of this country, because I've been there a couple of 3 times. And I know that the government is such that I could live with it.
Well,
To just give it up for no reason or for convenience. That's the old adage. When you give up freedom for safety, you have neither.
Well,
so you can take that to the bank.
Well, again, it's like the celebrities. If you want to leave, go.
Exactly. We should never hear from them again, should we? If they move to another country, we shouldn't have to live with them. We haven't stopped listening to Rosie O'Donnell since she moved to Ireland. You know, I mean, and those are people who have no better, and maybe not even as much, education and training as people who stay here.
That's right. Okay.
So, you know, why you want to give up cash, one of your very last freedoms, I don't have a clue. But you better think about it before you do it.
Right. Okay.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Let's see here on the, is this the text or the email? No, this is on the email. Okay, this has to do with the city council meeting tonight and in a homeless update. But let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So you're missing the main one. If you have to use everything from a debit or a credit card, you don't have any cash. They can close off your account for a debit card. Just like the government has done to people they don't like, they can cut off your account so you can't get at anything. So that's the main reason for not going to debit cards all the way.
Thank you for reminding us of that. That's extremely important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With that, not time for this. We'll get it next hour. We got to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
The Grover Beach Police Department responded to a murder-suicide just after midnight on Saturday, November 15th. The police department says this incident took place on the 300 block of North 3rd Street, and the involved parties have been identified as 28-year-old Owen James Wessner and 24-year-old Emily Lauren Riley. The investigation is still ongoing. No further information is available at this time. Passerable City Hall and Library were affected by a PG&E power outage yesterday morning. The City of Passerable sent a notification of the outage about 10 minutes after 11 a.m. As a result of the outage, the Passerable City Library and City Hall lobby were both closed yesterday while repairs were being done. Facilities are expected to reopen this morning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. There's a House vote today for the Justice Department to release all the Jeffrey Epstein files. Now with President Trump's approval, after he asked the DOJ to investigate some of the sex offenders' files already released and his ties with Democrat figures like former President Bill Clinton and Treasury Chief Larry Summers.
Some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein, but they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all.
A New York Post investigation into attempted Trump assassin Thomas Crooks finds the Pennsylvania gunman had dozens of social media accounts, which the FBI never reported or confirmed, using they-them pronouns with threats of political violence. A widespread outage at Cloudflare today has been disrupting some internet sites, including X and ChatGPT. Cloudflare applying a fix. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM, as we got a rush to catch up.
North County weather.
And it is brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, we had a chance of some more rain this morning, but that's pretty much down to 5%. So we'll have clouds and sunshine mixed in. High right around 60. Clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 40. Low 60s, interval and clouds and sunshine on Wednesday. Chance of rain dropping down to about 55% on Thursday, upper 50s. Then sunny, low 60s on Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday and Monday. And Tuesday, sunshine, mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:43 a.m., 4:55 p.m. We are at 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Passerobles in the delightful River Oaks community. You got folks coming in for the holidays, no doubt. Well, check it out. You'll like it. They've got you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Passerobles Senior Center celebrates 45 years of craft fair Saturday, November 22nd from 9 until 2. That's out on Scott Street. It's free to the public. Come support local seniors and find unique handmade gifts and holiday decorations. Again, that's coming up this Saturday at the Senior Center. Also, the Cowgirl Christmas, the Central Coast beloved holiday boutique, returns for its 23rd annual celebration at the Event Center on Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th from 9 till 4 each day. The marketplace for 2 days will showcase more than 150 local holiday artisans and craftsmen featuring handmade gifts, vintage decor, apparel, jewelry, leather goods, gourmet treats, and one-of-a-kind stocking stuffers. Again, that's coming up next Saturday and Sunday at the Event Center, the 28th and the 29th. All righty. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. It's 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry in downtown Basil Robles on Pine Street. One block north, they offer fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. Indeed, I write local celebrities today. Leading off, we have Jessica Taylor, Francesca Ojeda, Millie Drum, Frank Nichols, Dewey Stroud, Gary Stemper. What a list we have here today. Tihara Jackson, Brian and Lori Lee Kerr, and Paul and Anna Holman. All righty, on my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of. Ooh, Iggy, Ignatius Paderewski, 1860, 1941, of course, ties with Paso Robles. George Gallup, the pole guy, 1901, 1984. Imogene Coca, your show of shows, 1908, 2001. This guy was quite the composer and lyricist, Johnny Mercer, 1909, 1976. First American in space, Mr. Alan Shepard, 1923, 1998. Baseball's Gene Mock, 1925, 2005. Roy Sievers, Rookie of the Year, baseball, 1926, 2017. One of the best from the Midnighters, The Twist, Finger Poppin' Time, and Whole Work With Me, Annie. Yes, indeed. Hank Ballard, 1927, 2003. Oh, I loved her speaking voice. Brenda Vaccaro, 1939. Gary Bettenhausen, the car guy, 1941-2014. From Dynasty, Linda Evans, 1942. Susan Sullivan, another one with a cool speaking voice, 1942. The Assassin, Jack Tatum, 1948-2010. Graham Parker, the singer from whatever, 1950. Kevin Nealon, Saturday Night Live, 1953. Warren Moon, quarterback, 1956. Singer Kim Wilder, 1960. Also, we have on the list here, Jamie Moyer wasn't a bad pitcher. Pitched for a long time, 1962. Dante Bichette, former Angel and Brewer and others, kids playing, 1963. Good linebacker, Seth Joyner, 1964. Good pitcher, Tom Gordon, 1967. Gary Sheffield, he may end up in the Hall of Fame someday, 1968. Baseball, Owen Wilson, 1968. Good point guard, Sam Casals, 1968. Everybody's favorite, Megyn Kelly, 1970. Who else do we have here on this list here? We have Damon Wayans Jr., 1982, and Caleb Williams, quarterback for the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons, and with the Bears, doing very well in the NFL, 2001. All right, passing away on this day, gotta go. Oh, I didn't even have it lined up, so this is gonna have to be really... Where is it? It's not showing up today. Where is it? Cab Calloway died in 1994. Jim Jones and the Cult Folks, 1978, also passing away on this day. Chester Arthur, the president, 21st, 1886. Oh, this guy was cool. Magnificent Seven, James Coburn, 2002. And let's see here. Okay, that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, first round draft pick by the Raiders. Three-time All-American at the Ohio State. He was a National Defensive Player of the Year. Came to Ohio State as a running back, but the assistant coach, Lou Holtz, said, we need to make this guy a DB. It worked out. Mr. Jack Tatum goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. Big or small, they store it all. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for the stabbing of 39-year-old Jonathan Campbell Perez in Pismo Beach. He was sentenced to serve 4 years for his conviction, but was doubled based on his prior residential burglary crime. A PG&E power outage struck the Cayucas area yesterday evening at about 5:18 p.m. A little over 1,000 customers in the area were affected, mostly on the west side of Highway 1. Power was restored just about half an hour later at 5:45 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
In Tatum's first professional game against the Baltimore Colts, he knocked out knocked out John Mackey and Tom Mitchell. His first game. Yep. 37 interceptions for career. He died at the age of 61 in 2010. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.